We start today with the ongoing refugee crisis in Europe. More than 1 million migrants have arrived there so far this year, the majority of them fleeing the civil war in Syria. As the European Union struggles to deal with the crisis, the focus is shifting to Turkey. EU leaders are meeting in Brussels, working on a deal with Turkey to take back some of the migrants who are now in Europe. Here's Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu.
For us, for Turkey, the refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson is in Brussels. And Rob, tell us more about this. What exactly does the EU want Turkey to do?
What is wanted here is a sort of grand bargain, if you like, between the EU and Turkey. And what I mean by a grand bargain is that the EU, for its part, really wants Turkey to do more in dealing with the migrant crisis. And what they want Turkey to do is to do more to stop people from setting off from Turkish shores for Greece in the first place. But also, and I guess this is the really innovatory part of it, is to actually be willing to take back people who make it to Greece from now on, that they would just go straight back to Turkey. So in other words, to act as a sort of deterrent. And in return, and this is the sort of bargain part, if you like, what the EU is promising to do to Turkey, promising to do for Turkey, is to provide more financial aid and some political concessions in terms of Ankara's relationship with the European Union.
Do we have any sense as to the amount of financial aid the EU's offering?
Well, originally Ankara had asked for about 3 billion euros, which is not a million miles away for $3 billion. And it had been asking for about another $3 billion because Turkey makes the point that they've had something like 2.7 million Syrian refugees on their soil and have had very little outside help in dealing with it.
Mm. Now, Rob, you also mentioned something else very important about Turkey's accession to the EU. That's obviously very, very important to Turkey. How much leverage does that give the EU in this bargain that they're trying to strike?
Well, I would have to say, if one was seeing it in those terms, that Turkey is probably holding more cards than the European Union, at least in the short term, because the thing that the European Union really wants to end is the kind of current reality and appearance of just total chaos in terms of this migration crisis. And of course, with Turkey being the main launching off pad for many of the migrants, and also the fact that Turkey is housing so many Syrians, so many Iraqis, I mean, in that sense, it's Turkey that's holding the cards. But absolutely, in the longer term, Turkey does have ambitions to join the EU, and so there's an awful lot of to and fro, and you wouldn't be surprised to hear this is immensely complex. I mean, some of the 28 EU member states, I mean, they have a very difficult view of Turkey, if one could put it diplomatically. They don't much like nor trust the government there.
Mm. And so how is the Turkish government responding to all of this thus far?
Well, the Turkish government acts as if it's somewhat hard done by. I mean, it does feel as though it's been doing an awful lot of caring for refugees on its soil without very much recognition. And it also prickly at the idea that it's somehow haggling over the issue of human misery. But look, there's no doubt that there's an element of realpolitik mixed in here with all the compassion, and that Turkey does feel that this is a crisis that it needs to get something out of.
And finally, Rob, I'm just curious, because Turkey has its own domestic problems to deal with right now. Obviously, long-term battle with the Kurds. There was that suicide bombing in Ankara just last Saturday, and a Kurdish rebel group claimed responsibility there. Does any of that play into Turkey's decision or thinking behind whether or not it's going to agree to take refugees back into the country?
Well, I think it certainly plays into the way Turkey calculates, in the sense that it certainly doesn't want to have bad relationships with the European Union. I mean, it's had great difficulties with the Russians. It obviously now has trouble with the regime in Syria next door. I mean, Turkey has all sorts of kind of battles on its plate. So I think it's anxious that it should be able to conclude a deal with the European Union. But that doesn't mean to say that any of this is particularly easy.
The BBC's Rob Watson speaking to us from Brussels. Rob, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be with you.